Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be age is just a number. So I've got an email here from a guy who is 21, just turned 21, and he's dating a Romanian beauty. Sent pictures, she's pretty hot. So what's interesting is that he always interacted with women in a way that he saw in the movies. And obviously it got him nowhere in life except friend zone, too much of a nice guy. And then, of course, he came across this beautiful book here by this shaved head bastard. And things completely changed for him. So he's got an interesting love story with the girl that he lost his virginity to. So I got a quote that I wrote in this topic because it brings up some interesting things. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through his email. And the quote says, "Does age really matter when two people love, admire, respect, and genuinely enjoy each other's company? Finding friends and lovers who are loyal, dependable, honorable, and kind to one another is rare and special. When souls are aligned with a shared vision, purpose, mission, and value system, they are more powerful together than they are apart. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. People who are morally lost and bankrupt and numb to the divine that is all around them simply won't and can't understand or relate. Wish them well, but stay true to your feelings because your feelings and gut instinct are your truth." So, I mean, just reading this story, I'm like thinking, man, I would have loved to have had a love story like this when I was his age. Just think what you can learn, because quite frankly, an older, beautiful woman is going to be definitely more experienced, and she can teach you a lot of things, especially in the bedroom, especially if you're inexperienced. So I'm stoked for this guy. I think it's great. He says, "Hey, Coach, I'm 21 years old and studying mechanical engineering. Long story short, I was the stereotype that you saw in movies, but it never worked." Yeah, you got to remember, the guys that are writing these screenplays are geeks. They just lived in their head. They sat in the back of the class, didn't know anything in high school, and then they start writing these screenplays of the fantasy that the other geeks have written, and then it just became endemic in Hollywood. And when you see that same theme over and over, especially if you don't grow up in a healthy family and you don't have parents, because kids are going to emulate whatever the parents do. And if you're not presented with an image or a relationship that you want to grow up and aspire to, you have to learn somewhere. And so in essence, you're going to learn from the streets or what you see in media and television, which it's fantasy. It's not the real world. And it really oftentimes does more harm than good because it's not based in reality. So it's like you literally, by the time you're an adult, we've just been programmed and propagandized by just garbage that's just simply untrue. And like Master Yoda said, you must unlearn what you have learned. "Once I found your work, I decided to participate in my own rescue." Well, that's the important thing, because nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's going to fix you. You have to do that yourself. You have to learn to be a self-reliant human being, especially like I talk about in mastering yourself. And the reality is a lot of people, they don't want responsibility for their own lives. That's why communism and socialism appeals to so many people. I get so much grief about from my second book, Mastering Yourself, from people that have drank the commie Kool-Aid and they think that the government is supposed to be their mommy. You do that, you concentrate power, you get a mafia criminal class that basically runs and regulates every aspect of our lives. I mean, just look at what's going on now with the fact that vaccinated people are supposed to wear masks again. It's like, didn't they just tell us a few months ago that once you're vaccinated, life can go back to normal? It's like, when is this shit going to end? It's never going to end. They're always going to come up, oh, there's a new variant out. Go hide in your house, destroy your business and your life. Put a mask on your face. Don't interact with other human beings. Who wants to live like that? It's like, come on. "Once I found your work, I decided to participate in my own rescue. I realize I have a lot going for me and I just need to act. This story starts at the restaurant I work at. I follow the teaching of treating all women the same, and this, combined with many other teachings from the book, worked very well for me. I take pride in my appearance as well as having a great attitude on the job. I bus tables and try to make the restaurant a fun place to work by always being positive and trying to make people laugh. He's the driver of the fun bus. He decides ahead of time that he's going to have a good time, and he's going to smile, he's going to laugh, he's going to enjoy himself. And so therefore, in his world, his kingdom, as the bus boy, he's going to make people feel good. And making other people feel good brings good tidings. Or I say it brings good opportunities. But obviously, you need to understand what's in 3% Man and apply it to get the good results that he is getting. The coworkers at the restaurant love this. I really connected with one of the bartenders. She is Romanian, tall, in shape, older than me, very attractive, and yes, she is. She's gorgeous, actually. He sent a picture. And has a lot in common with me. She gave me her phone number and would often come to talk to me and grab my arm whenever I told her something funny. So look at that. She's pursuing him. She's putting herself in his orbit. She can't keep her hands off of him. These are things that women unconsciously do when they like you. But if you don't know what that means and you don't know what to do with it, poof, it can evaporate like the wind. I didn't jump and ask her out right away like I would have. Instead, I let things be, read her interest, and if an opportunity presented itself, I would take it. That opportunity came while we were texting about work, and I asked her to pick up a shift so we could work together, and she replied, "How about we go out for a beer instead?" Our boy here is about to become a man and part of the 3% Club. I accepted and met her out at a bar. I was 20, but had a decent fake ID. Of course, I would never know anything about that. I never did anything like that when I was underaged. I was totally innocent. I was a good little boy. I would find out later that she was 37, but doesn't look like it. Yeah, she don't look 37. She came in with her hair down, wearing a nice green sundress. Ooh. Nice. Spicy. We hit off, and she had me cancel my ride so we could stay out and go bar hop. Obviously, she wasn't finished with you yet. She wasn't letting you go home. She picked up the tabs, refusing to let me pay, telling me, "You can take me out when you're an engineer." Damn, she even paid. Nice. I like this girl. Can you imagine being 20, 21 years old? And that's great. That's just wonderful. At one of the bars, they were playing good music, and I asked her to dance, showing confidence, because most guys don't want to dance. Get out there and dance for her and make a fool out of yourself, because it shows you don't give a fuck. It was so fun that I decided to end the dance with a kiss that was successful. Duh. Of course, because he knew what to look for. At the end of the night, she was on my side of the booth, all over me, which led me to say, "Let's get out of here." And went back to her apartment where the real fun began. Damn. I think he's a good student. She was my first time she took his virginity. What a great story. And we would continue to hang out, have fun, and hook up. I let her initiate contact and set dates, but not too close together to keep the spark and anticipation alive. It's been 4 great months now, and I'm applying and learning each day. Well, repetition is the mother of skill. What you practice over and over and over and over again, you get really good at. Thank you for all you've done for us. This book allowed me to turn things around, and I'm going to keep reading 3% Man to keep learning and improving. Well, welcome to your manhood, and welcome to the 3% Club. Congratulations. So if you've got a question or a challenge or an issue you need help with in your personal or your professional life, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.